Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, why is age discrimination hard to prove? Age discrimination is illegal, but unfortunately, it's pervasive and hard to prove. More than 1 in 5 claims of discrimination filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission are based on age, yet just 1% result in a ruling of age discrimination. This low success rate is largely the result of Supreme Court cases that have undermined the 1967 Age Discrimination in Employment Act, the law that prohibits discrimination against workers 40 and older. In the most important case in recent years, the justices ruled that a claimant must show that age was the primary reason for the employer's actions. This burden of proof is higher than for other kinds of discrimination, like race or sex. The ruling makes it easy for employers to discriminate by age, as long as they can offer some other explanation. However, it has galvanized organizations advocating for older adults, so we can expect to see continued developments on the age discrimination front.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.